We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The head of the Chicago Park District has been a target of criticism for weeks over his handling of sex assault allegations involving lifeguards. Now, Mayor Lightfoot is adding criticism of her own, saying she should have been told earlier that Cook County prosecutors have launched an investigation as well. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports from City Hall.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office is now investigating allegations that lifeguards at Oak Street Beach were abused, in some cases sexually, while on the job. Fox reportedly informed Park District Superintendent Mike Kelly and Board President Avis Lavelle a month ago. The mayor didn't learn until last week, not that she was caught off guard.
Well, it's not a surprise that the state's attorney is investigating. The state's attorney should have opened up an investigation a long time ago.
She says the allegations involve serious crimes. Still, she feels she should have heard it from the district officials directly.
Of course I should have known about this at the time that Mike Kelly and Avis Lavelle were notified, and I've made very clear that that was a mistake on their point.
And the mayor says all investigations should be completed. The young women who came forward deserve that. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's directing the city's top doctor to take a bigger role in how Chicago Public Schools handles COVID-19 protocols after admitting her disappointment with the district's performance. She also says she wants more face time with Chicago teachers union leaders who've been very vocal and vocal critics of the city's approach. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore fills us in from City Hall.
The Chicago Teachers Union still doesn't have a safety agreement with the public schools, even with school underway. And Mayor Lightfoot blames CTU leadership for, she says, not coming to the bargaining table.
Obviously, we need to work together to make sure that we've got more testing resources. We've got to get more vaccines. But we've got to do that in partnership with the CTU. And them being on the sideline and lobbing bombs from the cheap seats ain't going to get it done.
CTU President Jesse Sharkey says there are some 10,000 CPS students on quarantine now. Whether that's true or not, Mayor Lightfoot is clear she's not happy with school officials' protocols. She's called in City Health Director Allison Arwady.
I've directed Dr. Arwady last week and her team to get fully engaged, and they are. And they are helping stand up better protocols to make sure that we're not seeing mass quarantining. That's not a thing.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The COVID-19 related eviction moratorium in Illinois is set to end in a bit more than a week. When it does, workers at animal shelters say they are concerned they could see a new surge in abandoned animals. WBBM's Jim Goodis live on the news line with the story.
Keith Darling Duggan, the chief operations officer for the Anti-Cruelty Society in Chicago, says that's because in addition to losing their homes, some evicted pet owners are no longer able to keep their animals. She says when the eviction moratorium is lifted in Illinois,
we have been following the federal data on the potential for evictions. And when they do come, we are preparing for potentially thousands of animals to hit the sheltering system in the Chicago area.
Duggan says efforts are underway to try to reduce those numbers, including increasing pet adoptions and the number of people willing to temporarily foster animals. She says aid programs are also being expanded to help as many evicted pet owners as possible keep their animals. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The news is sponsored by Design First Builders. Children's hospitals across Chicago say their emergency rooms are full.
An unusual surge in respiratory illnesses is flooding Chicago area emergency rooms.
Here at Lurie Children's, our inpatient hospital volumes have been between 85 and 96% of our bed capacity for months.
President and CEO Dr. Tom Shanley says the high volume of respiratory cases like RSV is causing a serious increase in in wait times and makes it challenging to treat children who need care across Chicago. That's why physicians are now asking parents to only bring their children to the emergency room when it's absolutely necessary. Dr. Allison Arwady with the Chicago Department of Public Health.
If you're able to connect with your primary care provider or an outpatient practice first, that is where we want you to start.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Board of Education voted unanimously today to approve Pedro Martinez as Chief Executive Officer at Chicago Public Schools. The 51-year-old is the first Latino to hold the position in the city's history outside of an interim capacity. Martinez's first day is next Wednesday.
Waukegan officials believe they're on the path toward redevelopment of its downtown area.
Waukegan Mayor Ann Taylor calls it a major step toward downtown improvements. The city's buying a long-vacant former bank building at Genesee and Washington Streets, giving city ownership of the entire block. Listed at $2 million, the city got it for only $500,000. Mayor tells the Tribune the views from the building are spectacular. She says all the more reason for a mixed-use development. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If it affects Chicago, WBBM has it. Available on the Odyssey app. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Time to find a new Mercedes-Benz at LoberMotors.com. From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, Dave Kerner.
And Matt Nagy's plan for playing Justin Fields just sped up a little bit.
Part of Matt Nagy's Justin Fields plan was having him ready in a moment's notice, inherently, as the number two quarterback. Now with Andy Dalton, now with a sore knee, Justin Fields ready for his first NFL start against the Browns Sunday. So how ready is he, Matt Nagy?
We'll see. We'll see how ready he is, and I think that's part of the evaluation process. But I will say this, to his credit, and I've already told you this, but he's gone above and beyond to show us what he's about and about his preparation, about his work ethic, about his care, about his ability on the football field. He's done all that. He's passed where I thought he was going to be.
Fields embraces the start, but also feels for Andy Dalton.
It sucks coming this way, but, you know, I think injuries happen in football, and, of course, we all know that. Of course, it sucks for it to happen like this, but, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. So, you know, we might not know what that reason is now, but we'll find out, you know, as time goes along.
And that is the unknown, with Nagy preferring to keep everything centered on the now. And that's the latest on the Bears.
And that's the voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak.
Father and son are charged in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Aurora a few weeks ago.
Prosecutors allege 27-year-old Jesus Garcia drove away from the 200 block of North Lincoln after his 1989 Ford Bronco hit and killed 59-year-old Michael Brooks on September 12th. It's also alleged Garcia and his 60-year-old father, Ismael, tried to cover up the crash, replacing the damaged front grille, taking off the license plates, putting the Bronco's removable roof cap back on the vehicle, and changing the tires and rims. Bond was set at $30,000 for Jesus Garcia. His father's next court appearance is set for next week. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Doctors at a suburban hospital say an unapproved and controversial treatment for people with COVID-19 nearly killed a patient. Lawyers for Advocate Condell Medical Center are pushing back against a judge's ruling ordering them to administer the drug ivermectin to a woman based on the wishes of her family. The hospital says when doctors gave her the recommended dose of the treatment, her pulse rate plunged. The woman's lawyers say the hospital did not interpret the prescription order correctly.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.